Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Pardon My Psychosis. To the Edge of Insanity and Back by James Coast is a personal memoir about a sudden psychotic break associated with bipolar I disorder and the difficult process of returning to stability. Rather than presenting psychosis as a distinct clinical category, Coast writes from inside the experience, describing how hallucinations, delusions of grandeur, fear, confusion, and altered perception can distort ordinary reality. The book also examines the effect of the episode on family life, identity, faith, and the body, making it both a mental health narrative and a spiritual reflection. Its purpose is not to offer a medical manual or a universal explanation of psychosis, but to humanize an experience often reduced to diagnosis by combining candid recollection with Christian language about suffering, love, and recovery. The memoir invites readers to consider the emotional and relational consequences of severe mental illness alongside its biological and environmental dimensions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, psychosis is shown as a collapse of ordinary reality rather than a simple symptom list, apreti. One of the central contributions of Pardon My Psychosis is its attempt to describe psychosis from the inside. Coast presents hallucinations and delusions of grandeur not merely as abnormal beliefs, but as forces that reorganize perception, meaning time, and personal identity. This matters because many outside descriptions of psychosis treat symptoms as clinical markers without conveying how persuasive they can feel to the person experiencing them. The memoir emphasizes that, during a psychotic break, the mind may not simply make errors. It may construct an internally compelling world that appears urgent, significant, and emotionally charged. That perspective helps readers understand why reasoning with someone in acute psychosis can be difficult and why fear, certainty, and confusion may coexist. The book's value lies in showing the gap between an observer's view and the sufferer's lived reality. By giving attention to the texture of altered perception, Coast makes psychosis less abstract while also showing why recovery involves more than being told what was real. Secondly, the memoir foregrounds the family impact of a psychotic break. Coast's account places the psychotic episode within a network of relationships rather than treating it as an isolated private event. The book repeatedly points to the mental, physical, and spiritual toll on both the individual and the family, which is significant because severe mental illness often produces confusion for loved ones as well as for the person diagnosed. Family members may be forced to respond to behavior they cannot interpret, manage fear for the person's safety, and confront the strain that delusions or manic intensity can place on trust. The memoir's relational focus helps explain why psychosis can continue to affect a household after the most acute symptoms have passed. Recovery may require apology, explanation, patience, and a gradual rebuilding of confidence, not only medication or stabilization. This dimension also makes the book useful for caregivers because it validates the emotional difficulty of witnessing a loved one's break from reality while avoiding a purely blaming account of the person who is ill. Thirdly, Christian faith is used to interpret suffering without replacing the reality of illness. A distinctive feature of Pardon My Psychosis is its spiritual framing. Coast presents his experience as involving more than brain chemistry and environment, and he describes walking in God's love through the chaos of psychosis. This does not make the book a conventional theological argument, nor does it appear to deny the seriousness of bipolar I disorder. Instead, faith functions as a language for meaning, endurance, and moral orientation when ordinary categories fail. The spiritual dimension may resonate with readers who want mental health narratives that acknowledge prayer, divine love, and mystery alongside treatment and diagnosis. It may also challenge readers who prefer strictly medical accounts because the memoir leaves room for questions that cannot be resolved by clinical explanation alone. The strength of this approach is that it reflects how many people actually process mental illness through a mixture of medicine, fear, family support, and spiritual interpretation. Its limitation is that readers seeking a secular clinical guide may find the faith emphasis less directly applicable. Fourthly, diagnosis and medication are presented alongside the continuing risk of relapse. The book's treatment of bipolar I disorder is important because it avoids implying that diagnosis automatically closes the story. Coast's episode is described as a life-altering break that eventually receives a psychiatric frame. Yet the memoir recognizes the ongoing vulnerability that can remain even after treatment begins. This is a realistic point for many mental health readers. Medication, clinical care, and improved understanding can reduce risk, but they do not always remove uncertainty. By acknowledging that relapse remains possible, the memoir resists a simplistic recovery arc in which insight permanently defeats illness. That makes the book more sober than many inspirational narratives. It also clarifies why support systems, self-awareness, medical follow-up, and compassionate monitoring matter after the crisis. For readers unfamiliar with bipolar I disorder, the account helps distinguish recovery from cure. Stability is shown as something maintained over time, often with humility about what the mind and body may still be capable of under stress, chemical imbalance, or disrupted routines. Lastly, the book functions as an empathy-building text for caregivers and clinicians. Pardon. My psychosis has practical value for people who support or treat individuals with severe mental illness because it translates psychiatric crisis into human experience. Clinicians, emergency responders, therapists, pastors, and family caregivers may know the terms psychosis, mania, hallucination, and delusion. But terminology can still leave emotional distance. Coast's memoir narrows that distance by showing how terrifying, confusing, and internally meaningful the experience can be. This can encourage more patient communication, less moral judgment, and greater awareness of how vulnerable someone may feel during and after an episode. The book is not a substitute for clinical training, and it should not be read as representing every case of psychosis or bipolar disorder. Its usefulness lies in the particularity of one account. A single honest memoir can reveal aspects of shame, fear, spiritual struggle, and relational damage that diagnostic summaries often omit. For professionals and caregivers, that human detail can deepen compassion without romanticizing the condition or minimizing its danger. In conclusion, Pardon My Psychosis is best suited for readers seeking a first-person account of severe mental illness, especially those affected by psychosis, bipolar I disorder, or the caregiving responsibilities that follow a psychiatric crisis. Families may benefit from its depiction of how a break from reality disrupts trust, communication, and daily stability. Clinicians and mental health workers may find value in the memoir's insider perspective, particularly its ability to show why delusions can feel convincing and why recovery requires patience. Readers interested in Christian reflections on suffering may also find the book meaningful because it treats faith as part of the author's effort to interpret and survive the experience. Compared with more clinical books on psychosis, this memoir stands out for its raw personal focus and its combination of mental, relational, and spiritual dimensions. Compared with general mental health memoirs, it is more narrowly centered on the frightening immediacy of a psychotic break and the aftermath of bipolar I diagnosis. Its main benefit is not technical instruction, but human understanding. Readers should expect intense material, but also a clearer sense of why compassion, treatment, family support, and humility are all necessary when confronting illnesses that can temporarily dismantle a person's grasp of reality. If you would like to support James Coast, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.